Jamie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty comprehensive win, obviously. Happy with that?
Very happy with that. Yeah, the boys are in very good spirits after that. So a great turnaround from last week. One player really singled out was Matty Logan. All day was outstanding to ruck by himself for all the games that went out to come off the blood rule. It was a bit of a risk, but he couldn't have played it any better. So really happy for him because he does everything right and deserves to a game like that to make him feel good about himself again.
It's good. I think from memory, 19 disposals, 11 tackles, 8 clearances, and only 48 hit outs. It was a pretty good performance, wasn't it? Does that put his name up? Chance for an AFL recall now?
I'm not sure. Yeah, obviously, the team's crying out for a ruckman, so that can't hurt his chances. I just loved his aggression. I tried to make it simple for him today, and that was the one thing he focused on, just play aggressive footy, which he did, led the way from midfield, and really asserted his dominance from the first round. So, I'd love to see Lode back up there, because, like I said, he just does everything right on and off the field and deserves another shot at it.
Clearly his best performance is his comeback.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's he really jumped at the chance to be the lone ruckman. Asked him, do you need someone else to chop out? And said, no, want it myself, want to play the whole game. So he backed up what he said during the week.
Just Billy's been him, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, Bill was showing some really good signs, just obviously a bit sore with his groin. So we went with a smaller team and back loads in, and like I said, we couldn't have played it better.
And obviously, Connor Mitchell always stands out at this level. He sort of tagged McKenzie as well as getting 43 touches. And, I mean, your clearance in the first quarter, I think, was 15-2. That's what set up for you guys.
Yeah, that was. We spoke about that at quarter time, the dominance in the midfield. Yeah, Mitch, he comes back with a great attitude. It's something I've put on him before the game to lead the way with his enthusiasm, get the boys up and about, and he really does create the energy. And to see his face in there after the game, he's genuinely happy for the win. Him getting 42 is a bonus. It's just the other stuff he focuses on, the thing is bringing the energy and leading away with his just by getting the boys up, basically.
And Jesse Palmer got plenty of the footy, played a bit further up the ground at times today. I think he had 25 as well. He's obviously developing quite nicely.
Yeah, I thought Jesse started really well. He was influential in midfield early. Drifted out in the middle of the game, but then had a really good last quarter as well. So Jesse's one that's been really solid all year. He hasn't had that breakout game that put his name up there, but I know he's not far off at all. Again, does everything right. Love his attitude, love his toughness, and competes every chance he gets. Happy with Jesse.
At the next level, is he your third forward type? He's playing up a little bit. Can he be that versatile leader, half forward type?
Yeah, we've spoken about that in match committee a lot. Where would he play if he came up? And I think there's those options. He'd get tried on ball, he'd get tried up forward. He's versatile, so love to see him get his shot at some stage. Not sure if it'll be this year, but again, he's one that I would really be happy to see get his shot because he just started everything right.
Is Luke Reynolds a chance to get picked up on your rookie list? He's been a pretty solid hit.
He's been really good. I know there's interest in him from different AFL clubs. Kenny chats with him regularly. He's improved everything that Kenny sort of put on him at the start of the year that he needed to improve. So he's got some talent and he works as hard as anyone in our footy team. So lots of teams looking at him. I'd like to keep him here, obviously, so just have to wait and see what happens at the end of the year.
He's obviously something he's been on Carl's rookie list before, so yeah. Someone, as you said,
he's come back from there, really worked on his toughness and competitive side of his game, which was the knock on him before. I've met him, but I can't fault him for that this year because, like I said, he works harder than anyone on the list and he's genuinely competitive now, so if he gets his shot, who knows, but I hope so for him.
It's going to be hard, you need a big upset to make it. Central, I think, got Westies at Elizabeth the last round, but technically you're still alive.
I actually said to the boys before the game, boys, the finals are off, we're done now. So I thought we were, which it'd take a miracle. I just wanted to make sure it didn't affect the boys' attitude and mindset. Play the game, as you see it, bring the energy, bring the toughness, and that's what they did. So it'd take a miracle, and to be honest, I don't think we'll.
So this week gets Glenelg, definitely not a mini final, a miracle to even make the finals, just another game, I guess.
Just another game. The Glenelg game earlier in the year is probably the most disappointing for me throughout the year, so looking forward for the boys to fight back and really just build on this performance, finish the game with three strong performances, bringing that energy, bringing that toughness, and creating this mood that's in the rooms right now, because it sure beats losing.
You can't be disappointed about losing to Glenelg. Make sure you're going to lose
anyway. Well, that's why I was so disappointed. The season was still in the balance then. just didn't, we didn't come to play that day, so.
Sorry.
So. What was that?
No injuries.
Sorry, lastly, it must have been pretty pleasing as well when they got about 3 goals in a row for us guys to, you know, really set their mark and take a couple back.
When we got challenged, we didn't really respond until it was too late. So, you know, we spoke about that. If the team does, if they do get a run on what we can do about it, and the boys executed it well.
Yeah, great.
No injuries, as far as I know.
Beautiful, guys. Thanks,
Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Mike. No worries.
Thanks, Matt.